Blog Talk Radio.
Oh my goodness, here I be again. Well, I'm gonna play a song, give some people more time to get into this. Now, there's a reason for me playing this song, and you'll find that out in the body of the show.
A young man and too eager to seek, only to let the world know what you think. The lesson learned is not taught in a school. You have to start first by being the fool. But I see you change. From day to day, but I see changes.
Enjoyed that song, because there is some changes. Time is short. Are you ready? If not, get ready. Well, boy, how? That's the question. Well, here's how it is. I'm not going to cover politics, because that's a bunch of crap. Anybody don't know that, just listen to them. They change the story whenever it suits their mood and whenever they need money. Does that sound familiar? Well, taxes, by the way, are going by the wayside. Think about it. You keep what you make, keep what you earn. Ooh. The banking system is changing, and everybody needs to get their head around it. So This is above the physical prep I already told you about. You got to eat. But what else? There's got to be more to it than that. Yeah, you laid up some dried beans and this and that. Each of you will need to get your mind right. Now, oh, boy, I have a short thing about that. Let's see where that is. I'm looking for it, believe me. Let me see here now. It's a bummer having to look for something like that. Let's see. Failure to communicate. You've heard this.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Well, that comes from a movie, Cool Hand Luke. He goes on to say there's something you just can't reach. Think about that. Each of you will need to get your mind right. That's going to be fun. Now, what I'm trying to do is give you the heads up on the preparation necessary so that you can participate and not be left behind. Yeah, it'd be terrible to be left out of this. The ascension? No. It's a transition. Ascension involves dying and going upstairs. Well, guess what? This is a transition. Everybody keeps their life, but they make a transition from one situation to another. And this other one is, it's something else. The way you do this is meditation. Now, each and every one of you has a special place that you have been to and experienced great things with the family or whomever, and that's what you need to meditate about. Happiness, being happy. For those who are new to this, it's easier than you think. Anybody don't know how to do it? It's very simple. Deep thoughts of the best kind. It could be a meadow full of flowers, birds singing, and warm sunlight. Get a clear picture of this and relax. Think about this. This as being a connection to the battery, so to speak. So you want your car to start, you make sure that the battery is connected and turn the key. Those who know, just go into deep meditation. It's no big deal. Now, here's the other part. Everyone should think of being free from the nasty, and I got that all redlined, things. If you can think of something nasty, people shooting people or whatever, for no good reason, that's one of the nasties. If you can think of the nasties as somebody trying to lord it over you, you begin to get it, you know, biting, stinging bugs, being free from people who ain't nice, etc. Now, here's the thing. I have heard the word transition too many times, used in too many different ways, and I don't think anybody has bothered to look up the definition. The ascension involves dying and going up. Transition means going from one condition to another. This is an evolutionary process where everything transitions from one dimension to another. That's exactly what it is. And you guys ain't going to be given any heart-stopping shocks. But when this happens, expect a light from galaxy center focused on our solar system. It's all ours. It's for us and us alone to include certain entities that live within our solar system nobody pays attention to. Now, the thing about this that really blows people away, one of my duties, I don't know if you're anybody out there who happens to be ex-military, but there's probably are a bunch of them. Here's how that works. One of my duties, the duty, is to complete a specific mission no matter what. That's what I've been doing. one of my duties is to prepare as many people as possible for this event, to explain things so there is no fear. You don't know what fear is? I'll define it. False evidence appearing real. Sand in the machinery of life. Woolly boogers that appear in your dreams at night. You know, the ones that scare the kids. There's a monster under my bed or whatever it may be. So that's my duty. Now, here's your part. Therefore, your duty, and you got to, no matter what, complete this, is to practice meditating to be ready. And that includes people who are supposedly experienced. Now, if you're at the level of having out-of-body experiences, remote viewing, and all that sort of thing, you're proficient enough. You don't have to practice necessarily, but you might get your mind around not having to deal with bugs that sting you or bite you on whatevers and that sort of thing. As to the world around us, now this is something I've been covering in depth for quite some time, been reading from magazines and everything else, and guess what? Ignore that horse manure. It will change from what it is now into the start of all the good things so many have talked about. You won't find too many people that will go to this depth other than, Ashtar Command, Palladians, Syrians. There's quite a few. Over the years, I have outlined most of what will happen, and I mean that quite literally. Did a long interview with David Wilcox. It's on divinecosmos.com. If you want to listen to it, it's there. And it covers a whole bunch of things that a lot of people don't have time to listen to. Well, that thing takes some time. Think of a utopian life where we all get along. Now, utopian is that's pretty specific. That means that it don't matter if you're Christian, Muslim, or what. You don't worry about it. You jump in and go for life, pursuit of happiness and all that sort of thing. And you get the best of everything offered. That's utopian. You get things done for you in concert with what you think should be done to the extent that having needs met everywhere, no matter what the needs are. And I said needs, not greeds, needs. Somebody ain't got food, well, ain't got water, ain't got a house, whatever. Food, water, housing, clothing, and full restoration of health. Now, think about that. your lifespan is going to what it was, not how it is now. We had a bunch of evils come through and did a number on mankind, quite literally. I'll give you an example. You can look it up. Check out the volcanic glass that can only be made through atomic weapons in the Sahara Desert. Yeah, go look. Check out our Southwest Desert. There's a place down in there that was bombed. Think of limbs regrowing. People have lost a leg or an arm or whatever in war. Think about having a new one pop out of there. Mental problems cured, as well as diseases. Now, this is a big event. Big event. We have been waiting so long for. Now, you know what the best part is? I have the honor of being part of the crew. Within this, a lot of people are going to have a very large load of questions. The questions are not something that I'm prepared to deal with on the show because there's too many of them, millions. 330 million people, you're going to have about 12 million questions. Each person's going to have one and then another and another, and on it goes. Well, here's how that works. On this planet, we have an X number of people. there are an equivalent number of ETs upstairs waiting to come down to join in the fun. Now, what fun is that? You walk, some funny looking walks in the bedroom and says, What are you hiding under the bed for? Come out of there. You know what I mean? It's simple. It's not complicated. It's like a little kid that's scared of the monster under the bed trying to get to the highest point in their room. What are you doing swinging on the light fixture? You quit that. Come down here. But there's a month. Well, we'll see about that. How about that? How about we take a look? Think about it. Think about getting your reality in order. Now, this is after the event. You'll have a light directed from galaxy center to our solar system. When something like this takes place, it's sort of like the navigational procedures that were taken in Star Trek. Notice they never did run into a planet or any of that. Well, at a certain period of time, under certain conditions, those things are taken care of. That's how the light can come from galaxy center and impact us. It is aimed only at us and only for us. Now, when I say us, I mean the beings that live in the sun, the beings that live on any one of the planets you can think of. Each one of them, except, now I don't know about Pluto. As I understand it, there are entities up there, but they're non-committal. They haven't decided to join the party yet. However, here it comes. The government will be reorganized. Now, we already have a financial reorganization going on, known as the quantum financial system. Everybody's heard of the cloud. Well, ET's got a better one. Much better. It can be hacked, can be gotten into, and your account, whatever money that may be, will go into that. You don't have a choice. They're going to eventually turn each one of the central banks into a quantum location. What that means is they don't have a choice either. So it doesn't matter about printing money. What they're doing is just wasting paper, in my opinion, but that's my opinion. None of the metal, none of the paper, none of the ifs and what ifs are going to hold any value, intrinsic or otherwise. We will be turned to a basket of equity. Now, by equity, I mean applicable in all ways to all people. Think about that very carefully, very closely. You can't have anybody getting into your bank account and taking money out. That might screw up a check that you wrote to the light company, okay? Think about all of the things you're familiar with in terms of transportation, in terms of heating and cooling, in terms of housing, in terms of the things we need. Think about a replicator. Well, take a shower and put my dirty clothes in the replicator and hit recycle. You get brand new, clean ones. Right back out. These operate in a way that will be explained at a later date. I'm not going to go into the explanation because it's a whole lot of boring physics that people don't want to hear, okay? All of the nasty things, and I mean, that includes people. The oligarchs are supposed to surrender. If they don't, they'll be visited and brought to a point where they are to surrender. If they still refuse, they get vaporized. And there ain't no coming back from that, believe me. There is a thing called a soul pattern that was hunted for after Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And most of them, they couldn't find a complete pattern. So they couldn't complete a person and put them back, bring them back into existence. Well, you don't have to worry about that. You don't have to worry about much of anything, to be honest with you. We're going to have mentors, and they're going to have classes online and classes on TV and whatnot to explain how it works, what you should do and shouldn't do with yourself, because this is going to be really fun and funny probably. oh, boy. Think about having superpowers. And what you want to do is be careful that you don't freak the cat out, scare the dog, or walk through a wall into the bathroom while somebody's busy in there. It's just some things don't fly too well. Many of the things that are fully artificial may, I don't say will, but may simply disappear, to include clothes, underwear, you name it. Now, I don't want to see the picture, but it got stuck in my mind by a person that used to MC the show. And if you think about Schumer or our illustrious president being the emperor with no clothes, you get a picture that you don't want to see anyway, but there you go. I give it away. I give it to the people that don't want to see it. Now, the thing about all this is that this comes about, and I've named the date, of February. Now, some people have said February 1st is going to be some major stuff going on. Well, I can tell you that the oligarchs and nasties of the cabal have been notified that they are to surrender at by X date. If they don't comply, you're going to see some warriors. And them, they don't like people, among other things. They have an attitude problem. They're obtuse, profane, and nasty. They think nothing is out of bounds in terms of cutting somebody up into little pieces and feeding them to the fish. They really don't have any qualms about that, okay? So that's what the cabal is going to get to deal with. No, we're not going to make it to the election. Sorry. We're going to have a world election. Ooh. This is like a world order, and I don't mean the new world order, the horse hockey that the Marxists are trying to get everybody to fall into. I'm talking about a world order that is orderly. This is where, within each individual country, people decide on representatives. They take a list from varying places where these people are, and they take that list and bring it all together and decide on what portion of it needs to be attended to first. That's basic. It's sort of like a disaster zone, which is what our planet is right now. When that changes, it'll change to the better. And the betterment is having representatives of each individual country representing the people. There is no government involved in this. This is the people, and they will give the list to ET. ET then has to figure out what has merit, which needs to be taken care of first, and that sort of thing. I mean, it's pretty obvious. Somebody's hungry, you feed them. You know, if they need water, you give them a drink. It's simple. Nothing complicated, nothing inhumane. No takeover. Ooh, or invasion, ooh, by ET. ET don't want to deal with the mess we got, believe me. That's why do you think China has not invaded, or why do you think Russia hasn't decided to play games with us? They don't want the mess either. I can tell you that the United States is going to be the center for a whole bunch of this. Now, there is a travel portal and position in Russia that is going to be brought here. And you have to understand it will be incorporated into all of things everybody has been hoping for. You have an interest, okay? There are some tests that you can take to find out whether your interests and your experience and things of this nature all can fit together. You may find out that you're supposed to be a nuclear scientist. Hey, man, I put spark plugs in a car. What's that got to do with being a nuclear scientist, you know? People are going to be surprised pleasantly. Now, I told you, you need to take the things that we like, minus all the nasties, and think about these things becoming the new reality. Think about not having to worry about your next meal because you got a replicator and you just punch in spaghetti or whatever it is you want. You can get a T-bone steak, however you like it. And this is going to become more of a norm. That don't mean that the food centers will be out of business. Fresh produce is a luxury. Replicators have one problem. They can't make things that require sitting around for a while and fermenting and all that, like sauerkraut. Now, believe it or not, there's a couple of people on this planet that have gotten absolutely fantastically rich selling sauerkraut. Yeah, that's right. They put it in special crocks, and we've got delivery services. I don't know if you've ever heard of UPS, FedEx, or any of those. They've been doing business with ET for years. Think about that. You want to really blow some minds? That'll do it. If you want proof, well, I'll tell you what you do. You get you a long-range camera with special detectors, and you'll be able to follow these ships that leave the planet. You'll be able to see them. Ooh, think about this. Now, here's the part that I am most concerned with. I don't want people freaking out when they find out that things have changed. I don't want people to think that somebody has absconded with their bank account, because that is not the case. I don't want people to think that their freedom is in jeopardy because there's a whole bunch of ETs around. These people are advisors. I know a bunch of them. I know them personally. Had long talks with them, and I honestly believe there's nothing to worry about. Yeah, they're superior. Yes, their technology is extraordinarily advanced compared to ours. However, don't feel that you got to worry about anything. That's what the mentors are here for. Now, you want to find out, you want to know something, you ask the question. And don't be bashful. Don't be worried about asking a question of ET. They're here, the ones that you will see, they're here to answer your questions and to give you a manner of looking at things so that you won't have any worries about it. They don't want to fool with this mess. They don't want to have to supply 4 billion bologna sandwiches. That ain't what they were all about. They'll teach you how to operate a replicator, though. And a replicator here would be programmed with our food type. A replicator in China would be programmed to replicate their type of food. Now, that's pretty simple if you think about it. Now, if you want Chinese or you want Slobovian or whatever dinners, you can have those programmed in. How to get the info? Don't know. This is not something I'm taking lightly. I don't jump into things and hope they come out right. I've jumped into this because I know some of the people involved in it. So, my suggestion is that you go out there and spread this around. This show is something that needs to be heard by a whole lot of people. It has the okay, all right? It has the stamp of approval by a whole bunch of ETs. And the reason it does is that is simple. I might be an incarnate, but I am also on the crew that is supposed to advise and help people get past the newfound powers that you're going to have. Now, remember what I said. February, so we haven't got that. We're in 23 days, if you count today. And today is kind of growing short. So go out there, spread this around like free beer, and get her done.